Hey everybody, welcome to the Bike Lab Podcast. I have Mr. Evan McCourt with me here today. Say hi, Evan.
Hello.
We're doing a fit right now on your TT bike, right?
Yes, that's
correct. So what are the events we're chasing down? Last winter we did a lot of work on this bike.
Yes, we did.
For TT Amateur.
Yes.
Nets.
So the Calgon Amateur Nationals actually no longer exists.
What?
So they combined U23 with US Pro on the same weekend. So we'll be going after the US Pro time trial this year. Not as the A goal, but as one of the events that our team will be doing. I'm
doing a bit more stage racing this
what
year.
What team are you on now?
Yeah, so I'm on Above and Beyond Cancer, powered by Bike World, out of Des Moines, Iowa. So this game's been around.
Isn't that said Des Moines?
Des Moines.
that's absolutely wrong.
if we're sounding out syllables, yes, you can refer to it as Des Moines.
100% wrong, Tony.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so this team is much more stage race oriented. We'll still do crits. Tulsa Tough's still on the calendar, and then so is the Memorial Day weekend 4-day series up in Iowa, which is actually
Snake
Alley. That's right.
People listen to me and then I've heard of Snake Alley or that series, but that's been a crit weekend that's been around for a really long time.
Yes, it has.
20 plus years.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know the exact number of years it's been around, but it's been very.
Have you done Snake Alley?
I have never done Snake Alley.
So it has like a S curve uphill, yes, sort of like switchback in the middle,
yes,
of a crit.
Yes, it's basically 18% grade straight up a basically S curves. The duration of the effort is probably 15 seconds.
Ooh.
But it's fully max effort.
Yeah, it's punch in the face.
Punch in the face.
So it's a little Crybaby Hill-ish. Crybaby Hill is probably a little longer, but not as aggressive of a turn.
Yes. So, but it's much more smooth. But it's it's not near as sharp and technical as this one will be. I'm excited about the opportunity to go out there, and it's a home race for the team. So it also kind of means a lot for our sponsors locally,
yeah.
And so it gives us an opportunity to kind of showcase the team that we have.
But not as crit-centric as Butcher Box was last year, but stage race. So what are the stage races you're amping up for?
Yeah, so we had team camp about a little over a month ago, and as part of this, at the tail end of our team camp, we actually transitioned down to Tucson because our camp was in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to Tucson and did Tucson Bike Classic. It was not a long stage race, but it was a 3-day event. And so what that gave us the opportunity to do is it gave us the opportunity to do a time trial and then do a road race and then a circuit race. So similar layout as more of the stage events, just not as long. But for this season, we are gearing up for Redlands here in about 2 weeks. So that'll be our first stage event. I'm excited. I've never done Redlands. I've always wanted to.
That's a big time race.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's not.
And it's invite only. Like, you can't just roll in there and do it. You have to have a team that has a resume.
That's right.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it's by invite only. So that's been a bucket list race for me, and that I've always wanted to accomplish before my career was over. So really excited for that one. And then 2 weeks after Redlands, we will actually be transitioning down to Silver City to do Tour of the Gila. So we'll be doing the UCI race. So
How many days did you do that last year?
Yeah,
right?
No, I did it 2 years ago. Wow. I actually did that race solo. That's a brutal race to do solo.
I want to cover every attempt.
That's right. Yeah. And so both of these stage events will be 5 days. And they have everything from road races, circuit races, crits, and time trials. So be the opportunity to race the time trial bike a bit more, which I never really got the opportunity to do last year with the exception of Nationals, and I unfortunately did not have a great performance after.
Yeah, you only got seventh in the country.
Well,
only got
amateur, though. It was amateur, though.
You know, it was amateur hour. You should have gotten sixth.
Yeah, I know. I should have, but legs weren't bad.
You were crit racing a ton. That was after Tulsa Tough.
That was
year,
after
right?
Tulsa. That was after
something you were putting in.
Yeah,
real time putting in some big time crit racing efforts.
Yeah, and so obviously crit racing requires a certain energy expenditure that time trialing does not. Similar, but it's you're at a higher sustained effort. It's just a lot different. So But yeah, I'm excited by the opportunity to finally race the TT bike. Had some people help me out a lot, especially with getting all my gear dialed and getting the custom extensions. And it's
what are these extensions here? The aero, because a lot of times people don't have TT or triathlon bikes, right? Yeah. Like profile design or something.
Yes.
But these are Gucci.
They are. Yes. Yeah, so Aero Coach is one of the top competing brands in the entire world that's on the cutting edge of aerodynamic technology. But they also help a lot with remaining in the UCI regulations when it comes to
They help you push the limits, yes. But not break the rules.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Because they get pretty militant about it being exact, UCI kind of pro level.
Yeah, and so they'll be checking all of our equipment at races like Gila and, of course, US Pro. Of course, they'll be checking all the World Tour guys, all their TT equipment, which they're probably running anywhere between a 30 to 50K worth of aerodynamic setup and all that other stuff.
When are you getting your moon helmet?
When am I getting my moon helmet? Oh, jeez, I don't know.
What was that? What team was that? The yellow team? The one that Van Aert's on?
Visma Lease Bike.
That helmet, man, was like full alien. It's like, I wanted to like joke and say it was a new Apple Vision Pro.
Well, so Quick Step, they were using, I think it was that specialized prototype helmet that had like the black sleeve on the inside of the helmet that had it basically covered the entire head and face except for obviously like the face itself. And so, but the UCI actually banned that a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, really?
I believe, yeah. So they kind of were cracking down on that. And then with the revolution of super narrow handlebars, which I'm a fanboy of.
Oh yeah, yeah. You were in that early with the bent in hoods. But it helped you get to that aero position you wanted.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
It was a faster position.
It was a faster position. It's a much more comfortable position too, because if you think about hand positioning on the hoods, what's a more natural hand position is going to be slightly tilted inwards versus, you know, straight out for when your thumbs are pointing directly up versus where they're slightly curved in to where you can get a little bit more comfortable with your forearms. And especially, it's not necessarily as more important in crits, but if you're doing longer road races, if you can get into an aerodynamic comfortable position on the hoods, you're going to obviously save
some energy.
It's going to make a huge difference, right?
Especially when you're I feel like last year in the pro crit circuit, it really wasn't a race until Evan went off the front. Because there's so many times it's like legions rolling around and Evan's like, you know what I should do early in this race? I should go up the front. All right, go ahead and hop on the bike here.
The thing with them, man, is you got to make them race.
You got to make them. They can't get as good as them because they'll just take it all day long.
And you'll totally kind of slow it first to get a little bit here. Yeah. Here we go. Super.
So, how many years have you had somebody coaching you as an athlete? It's like,
so this will be my going into year four, I believe.
Of someone outside of you just on your own with your training plan together. And who was your first coach?
So my first coach was actually you and Brandon. You guys actually
Brandon Jackson.
Yeah, Brandon. So you guys co-managed my training. There for a little bit, you just got help.
Yeah.
I'm going to just double check your level here.
So, yeah, you guys actually coached me there for the first year. You guys did join, and then Brandon kind of coached me solo after the second year.
Yeah, and that was part of our like leadership program with the Bike Lab Villa team, right?
It was, yep. So you guys had created more of like that elite squad of riders, like your cat two and above racers that had aspirations of kind of breaking into the pro circuit.
In our leadership program was, you know, we didn't want to call it elite because a lot of times elite programs don't invest in their riders very much as far as their character. And the riders just kind of take stuff and they don't really give back to the community much. And so we wanted to have a leadership program that like kind of tried to instill a sense of community and leadership to those riders while at the same time helping them develop where they wanted to go next.
Right, for sure. And so, and that was one of the things, like, especially this season, looking back at what I was able to accomplish last year with winning Speed Week and then winning a jersey at Armed Forces, is like, how can I give back to this community and help others achieve big goals, but do it in a way that's that I can help others achieve those same aspirations, but they have all the things that they're needing to balance, like family and job and all that fun. So, because I've never stopped working full-time. I've worked full-time ever since I started racing, even going into competing on the pro circuit. It's been...
That takes an arrangement of time, right?
It does. It's all about time. And the effort that you're willing to put in, and time management's everything. And so you have to make time for what's important to you. And so, with me having, obviously a family now, we have Ellis, our precious 9-month-old daughter, coming up on 9 months. She's been a huge blessing in helping keep my priorities where they need to be. And so, honestly, one of the goals this year, besides racing, is just to be more intentional when I'm at home.
Yeah, be a dad.
Be a dad, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Focus on the ability to provide for my family in the midst of having big goals. And I'm not going to lie, man, it's been hard. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
And so,
you can hop off of there. Well, and I would say, a little bit. Hello?
With this in here now?
No, because I'm doing it with him right here.
This is
there might be a little bit of crooked right to left, but move those around.
They're just kind of changeable.
Well, and what I like too, and it's something that you've started new, is part of that giving back or having people be able to have access to what you've learned is you started coaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, that's where part of the question was, having a coach is that nice, like my best times ever as an athlete have always been with a coach, because then I could just be the athlete.
Yeah, for sure.
And I wasn't making these decisions about, like, if I knew I had a 4-hour ride coming up Saturday, then I was preparing all week for the 4-hour ride. Instead of getting to Saturday and being like, do I really want to ride 4 hours?
Yeah. Well, and there's something to be said for having someone who's monitoring your training, and there's something about having somebody putting in those workouts for you versus trying to put that in by yourself. It kind of creates an extra, I would say a motivating stimulus behind getting out. And
well, someone's going to see it, so it has accountability.
Yeah, for sure. So it creates that accountability. And what I like about joining the Bike Lab Performance staff is that we're able to bounce ideas off each other. Since I'm fresh and brand spanking new when it comes to coaching, I still have a lot of learning to do, especially when it comes to the science behind certain base building periods and when to incorporate more of your sharper efforts in your training. And I've experienced that as an athlete. And so what I feel like I do bring to the table is experiences. And the ability to, relate when it comes to racing.
Yeah. So when you've been at the different races, you kind of know what the efforts are going to take, what it means.
Right. I'm positioned to look bad, actually.
So it looks a skosh short. So I'm going to make a little change to the seat.
Okay.
Do a little
slightly crunch in the position there.
But I'm excited for you to get a chance to connect with some of the people who are really hungry to get some big results in the community.
Oh, for sure.
And, the way we do Bike Lab Performance is we try to be affordable. We're not going to charge $300 a month.
Sure.
But we'll be choosy. Like, if we get full, if you get enough clients,
and
you're not gonna be able to do a ton. But you have several opening spots right now, I think.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So
if you have people you want to jump in and learn from you, like you've raced an American racing, you've raced at the highest level.
Yes,
right. And you've got the results.
Yeah, with the exception of more of doing the, obviously doing more of the crit focused stuff last year. I haven't had a ton of experience when it comes to the more road racing type events, but mm-hmm. I'll be able to kind of elaborate on that over the course of this season with
yeah.
having the opportunity to do in my first ever full UCI stage race there at Tour of the Heel, and then obviously competing at US Pro, which will be a huge, that'll be a huge deal for me personally. And so, yeah.
So on your fit here, this to me just looks a little short.
Yeah.
And we have some room to, with your 4F placement, to get you a little longer.
Right.
So you can pull into the bike a little more.
Okay.
I don't know what our options are to move this out very much.
Uh-huh.
I did the look at the AeroCoach stuff and see about that, because it may have to do with a piece down here.
Okay.
So I scooted that back just a little bit, but okay. we're still well within range there.
Okay.
So go ahead and just ride for a little bit.
That's good.
See how that feels. It's a little more open.
That's good.
See, yeah, that looks a lot better. I'm gonna video of that. Well, Evan, if you know, if there's somebody in the city that's hungry, right? Because
yes.
you were hungry. You were
yes.
starving.
Yes.
Right? For results. And they want to go that way. What advice do you have for people that are trying to, you know, make it work, make it happen?
Yeah, I say, man, let's get together, let's have a conversation. Let's see what your goals are. Let's see what you're looking to get out of this sport. What are you looking to accomplish personally? What are you having to balance when it comes to training? What you enjoy when it comes to training? What's hard? What you feel like your strengths, weaknesses are? And how I, as a coach, can help that athlete grow into a more well-rounded athlete, but also just an overall better human.
Yeah.
And so that's what excites me about this new opportunity, is to just help people grow, not from an athlete's perspective, not just from an athlete's perspective, but from a, just an overall better human.
Well, and that's where, like, with the kind of racing you're doing, the challenges you're gonna face.
Right.
Inside the race, getting to the race, the training you have to do when you get up on it. So it requires
right.
character and discipline,
does.
Right? And if you're not just gonna completely flame or burn out or ruin your relationships, you've got to take a lot of those things into consideration, along with just your daily schedule. Now, what I've found often is it's really easy for a lot of athletes to add in work. They don't often add in space for the relationships or space for recovery.
Right.
And so it's nice to have a coach. And that's kind of our model here at the Bike Lab. Has always been more holistic. It's not just,
right.
can I get you to do a bunch of work, but you have
right.
a lot of things, other things going on.
Right.
Let's make sure we have a total plan.
Absolutely.
That's sustainable to get you there.
Yeah, absolutely. And
how
so,
what you do with the brake levers, though, by the way?
I know. I'm not 100%
is that legal?
Sure. I highly doubt it would be considered legal.
I don't think
but,
that's legal.
But until somebody says something, I'm going to keep them that way
yeah.
and see if I can push the limits on the UCI aero regulations. But we'll see.
So what we're looking at right now on the base bar, the typical brake lever sits and it like rotates down, so you can squeeze it with your hand. And Evan has rotated them up so the levers are flat to the ground, but on the inside of the bar. So he has to use his thumbs to pull his brakes.
I need to refresh myself on the UCI brake lever.
It's aero as hell though, dude.
It is. It looks like a TIE fighter, and I'm gonna keep it that way.
I just noticed it. Like, well, because it falls in line with your base bar aerodynamically.
Yeah.
So you're kind of minimizing the thinity of that a little bit too.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh,
so it's all about finding those 1% aerodynamic gains,
yeah.
especially when it comes to professional time trialing.
Yeah.
So,
and what we're doing today too is like you had your current coach Chris Carlson,
yes,
multiple time national champion across a couple of
world
champions,
champion.
World champion, yes. So incredible,
yeah.
incredible athlete. I was in Texas for a long time. I think he's in Tulsa now.
Yes, he is.
Said, "Hey, I got some pictures of you and your bike. We need to get you a little bit more aeros." So,
yep.
We rotated your aero coach bars up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and we took a 3 centimeter.
Yeah, it's quite a
spacer.
Quite a big spacer. Yeah,
to kind of get you lower in that position, and now we needed to get out and ride. And it did. You know, we talked about before. We saw kind of that rounding to the back a little bit.
Right.
But you did lower. You
yeah.
didn't just push.
Right.
So it is a more tight position you're in now.
Yeah.
You just need to get out and ride and see what your power feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got some was actually planning on riding this bike today. I got some threshold intervals today.
Oh, nice. It'll be a good,
yeah, it'll be a good test of how I can produce power in this position.
Yeah.
But even more so, when it comes to time trialing specifically, it's not necessarily about who can produce the most power over a dirt. It's speed.
It's just about speed.
It's speed and aerodynamics. And so honestly, if you can do less power than everybody else, but you're the most aerodynamic, you're gonna win.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just about what speed you can get
to. Yeah, absolutely. Now it helps if you have a massive engine to work with. You can mm-hmm. you know, put out power in a good position. Also depends on your range of motion, you know, your breathing and everything like that.
So have you ever found that you've needed to do things like yoga or mobility work once you're getting closer to your big TT efforts, that way you can keep power over the top?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. With stretching and range of motion work, you're creating obviously more range of motion, but it's the opportunity for more oxygen to get to your muscles. And so that's what we're kind of working on, and we're kind of fine-tuning here with this TT position. I'm not necessarily, wouldn't consider myself a TT specialist, but I've been interested to kind of see what I can do in terms of time trialing, just with my 10-year background in long distance running and the ability to run a threshold for extended periods of time, just to kind of see how we can.
Well, you rode race as a breakaway specialist, and so you had that soloist like mentality and ability.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But let's get you out right in this position, see what you think. Everyone that's listening, we're going to have Evan probably once every month or two pop on. We're going to be talking about the races he has coming up, some things we're learning as people who are coaching folks out in the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you are interested in having someone who's racing at the highest level right now in the U.S. Coaching you at OKC, it's $150 a month.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Is a deal.
Man, I just
and that like, helps. That helps with all your workouts. It helps with feedback. You can help with power testing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's familiarity with knowing how to get into certain situations and tactics with racing. It's that's the whole kit.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is especially when it comes to even something I feel like that's neglected a lot of times, especially in cycling, is the importance of strength work and a year-round strength program.
Yeah.
That's going to reduce injury, that's going to improve power output and increase range of motion, increase time to exhaustion. So that's something that that in previous years I had neglected. But now looking at the research and realizing, hey, there's a significant percentage of time that you can, increase your quote unquote, people talk about time to exhaustion.
Yeah. Right?
And so there's a significant gain to be had just by doing just as simple as two gym sessions a week during your kind of your off season and build period. And then even just once a week during your peak race period, and just maintaining that overall strength is going to do nothing but help increase performance. And so I know that's kind of a specific example, but that's something that I'm looking forward to incorporating more in training routines with the athletes that I'm coaching to help them become more.
Well, I think anyone that wants to get fast, they hear you talking right now, and they're like, oh, that dude. Yeah, that's what I want. let's get duct tape in the middle of our glasses.
That's right.
And let's absolutely nerd out on marginal gains.
Yeah. Absolutely.
With a Z.
Within reason, right? Yeah. Within reason, right? Without having to break the bank whenever it comes to this.
Well, and you had to really figure that out, how to the aero coach stuff wasn't cheap, but it was the right setup. But the bike you have, is a 2012 Specialized Shiv.
Oh yeah,
and rim brake.
Rim brake, man. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And my teammate Patrick, who is the 2022 U23 national champion in the time trial, went to the World Championships for U23. He and I have almost not quite the same setup, but he's got an S-Works Shiv rim brake that he's ridden for many, many years that he's geeked out on. He's got the aero skewers, and he's got the
whole
watch shop, the watch shop Animoy extensions. It's just little things like that that can equate to, upwards of 20 to 30 watts saved over the course of 40K. So it's just little things like that you can do to help increase performance. And so I'm looking forward to helping others who are looking to make that step, kind of find that extra performance gain. So.
Cool. Well, Evan, thanks. I know we already had the fit going. I've been doing this. I did it with Evan Small, who owns Blockworks.
Oh, yeah.
He showed up. I just threw the microphone on him and said, hey, we're doing a fit, but I'm also going to do a podcast with you.
Oh, nice.
So this the Fit Room's turning into my podcast room.
Oh, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
But we'll as we stay connected as you get through the race season, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. Everything's okay. We'll get you on here talking about just okay, what you're learning, your process.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
But also just as coaches working with people, we'll start getting specific into, you know, where we're finding what we're finding creates the most speed or engagement for people that's out there. So
oh for sure.
Thanks, Evan, for jumping on.
Oh yeah, Tony, thanks for having me, man, and thanks again for getting me fine-tuned and adjusted to be able to get the most out of my time trialing and my fits, man. I really appreciate your time. You've done this to help me out for many years, and it's invaluable. So,
and I'm really good at putting your rear wheel on, which is the kick out the room's hearing right now.
And for those listening, I'm looking forward to meeting all of you in person, and if you're interested in working with me, I would love the opportunity and the privilege to be able to help.
Well,
help
you're training. If they're interested, you're pretty much a wheeler every week, right?
For the most part, yes. Yeah. Unless I'm working or at a race, yes, I try to be a wheeler as often.
So they can hit you with a wheeler or through your Instagram or
oh yeah,
if it is
yeah, absolutely.
Contact.
Yeah, absolutely. And so those are the best ways to contact me, and we can get together and just have a conversation. I'm excited.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Evan. We'll see you all later too.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Y'all have a good day.
Send it. And then we just hit stop recording.